Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is case 11607. I just wanted to double check something real quick. James R. Applebaum and Brenda L. Applebaum seek variances to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-42B and 115-185F of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the northwest side of Blue Bill Drive, approximately 1,125 feet north of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37037 Blue Bill Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 165. We have no letters in support, one letter in opposition, and just one. And they had concerns that the side yard setback should be adhered to, and no variance should be granted, that the lots are only 50 feet wide and a 5-foot setback is appropriate for the development of Swan Keys, for the existing homes. Any less than 5 feet on adjoining neighbors could have vehicle noise, air conditioners, heat pumps, noise, etc. They note that large multifamily stories are blocking sunlight, and making smaller setbacks make that worse. They believe it could be a safety and event safety hazard regarding a fire, and they do not wish to have to see a neighboring property outside their windows. We did receive two mail returns. They are specifically asking for a 4.5 foot variance for the shed, a 2.2 foot variance for the steps, and a 3 foot variance for the HVAC system. Thank you.
All right, and thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Applebaum, 119 Stario Lane, Baltimore, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
This has been grand fun.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Maine Robinson. I represent
so there's not Mr. much you can do about that.
The variance request. The property is located at 37037 Blueville Drive, Selbyville, Delaware, and that is in the Swan Keys community. It was purchased by Mr. and Ms. Applebaum on February 16, 2001. At the time of purchase, there were several setback encroachments that existed, but the Applebaums were not aware of these until recently when they agreed to sell the property. The buyers got a survey and all these issues came to light. As stated, the existing steps on the northern side of the property are 2.8 feet from the northern property line. The HVAC unit on the northern side of the property is 2 feet from the property line, and the shed on the southern side of the property is 0.5 feet. Applebaums are seeking variance with respect to each of those. The property is unique in that the lots in this community are very narrow. This lot is 50 feet wide, and there's just not a whole lot of room to put improvements or structures on the property. The home on the property now, the mobile home, has been in its current location since 1988, and it's my understanding that prior to that, there was another mobile in that exact location. I kind of just slid that one out, put this one in. I couldn't confirm when these steps in the shed were placed, but they have been in their current location since at least 2001 when the property was purchased. The HVAC unit is in essentially the same location as it was when it was purchased. The Applebaums had it replaced several years ago. At that time, they elevated it and it might have shifted a little bit closer to the property line. It wasn't on the old survey, though, which I do have a copy of, so I can't determine how much it moved, if at all. If the variance is not granted, the Applebaums will be required to move that shed, which would probably fall over. Pretty old, and with regard to the HVAC and the steps, they would incur a significant expense if they had to relocate those. The property cannot otherwise be developed. Variance is requested in order to enable the reasonable use of the property, and that they cannot maintain the structures in their current condition without the variance. As I mentioned, the issues were not created by the Applebaums. They purchased the property in 2001. At that time, all of these setback encroachments alter the character of the neighborhood or impair use of neighboring property. The home has been in its present location since at least 2001. During that time, the property has not been out of character for this community, has not impaired the use of adjacent properties, and it won't have variances as granted. And lastly, the minimum variance is being requested. They just want to be able to keep the structures in their current locations.
Okay.
And that's all I have. Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's fine.
Was everything I said accurate?
Yes, it was.
Okay, we'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. Mr. Mills, we'll start with you, please.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Rickard.
Yes, you did a nice job.
Very good job.
Yes. You said it was bothered, right, most of it?
Yeah, that's my understanding with respect to the placement of the mobile.
The mobile home, yeah. Okay, and when we went to buy it and purchase it, you found out there were all these problems.
Yeah, the buyer's force went correct before settlement.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, no other questions, Mr.
Mr. Burby?
No questions.
And I have no questions. Are there any further questions?
Just, Mr. Sharp. Looking at the survey here, is part of the property in the lagoon? Because it looks like there's a pretty significant chunk of the property in there.
I believe the description.
10 feet. Okay, it just looked larger than 10 feet when you kind of draw the lines out there, so I wasn't sure how far the bulkhead into that it went.
Yeah, by comparison, if you look at the 9.7 feet in the front versus the, it almost looks like 20 feet, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that really limits the buildable area of this property, if that's true. Is that right?
Okay. There's a lot of those properties down there that their property goes into the lagoon, especially on Blueville.
Yeah, it was just tough to tell looking at it how far it went in. Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11607. The applicant certainly has addressed the standards for creating the criteria for a variance. And the uniqueness of the property, of course, is the size of the property, 50 by, let's see, what is it, 110. That's a pretty small property. Also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It was there, it's been there, and he's trying to purchase that property. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, that was second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11607. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11607 is approved.
Thank you very much,
sir. Yes, sir.